Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I have Dr. Courtney Gowan with us from Wonderlearn Retreats. I am so excited to chat with her and get you guys to understand how you can add retreats or experiences or intensives as part of your business model. But first, I want to dive in and have her tell us a little bit about her entrepreneur journey and how she got to where she is. So thank you for joining us.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. It's so fun to connect with you.
Yes, I'm so excited. So I know that you're a fellow pediatric prenatal chiro. So tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got started.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. I would probably say that the biggest entrepreneur spirit of mine started in college. And this is kind of where that wanderlust feeling came from too. I was in college, kinesiology major, and one of my best friends came to me and said, hey, there's a business plan competition and the prize is $3,000. And I was like, man, I don't know anything about business, but I want to go backpack Europe for like 6 weeks before I start chiropractic school. And so I was like, I don't have any money. My family is like, no, we don't want you to go. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to teach myself business. And so in 6 weeks, I taught myself business, wrote a 13-page business plan, and then ended up winning that competition. And I took all that money and backpacked Europe for 6 weeks by myself, literally had the time of my life, and then came back and started chiropractic school. And so I knew whenever I was coming into school, I was like, entrepreneurship is for me, like 100%. I don't want to work for anybody. I have too many dreams within this body to share with the world that I focused on it and like really, really learning from Jeannie Ohm. I'm sure you did too. Mm-hmm. Of just like watching her and like her vision of just like writing things down, materializing things, letting them come into practice. So I did that once a week. I wrote down exactly what I wanted. I wanted to practice in an old Victorian house. I wanted flowers on the porch. I wanted this red bell box out front. And I got so crystal clear in that when I graduated, thought I was going to go to California. And then ended up meeting my current husband at the time. And we hit it off. I was like, golly, I don't want to stay in Dallas, but that's where. So I was like scrolling through Craigslist one day and I was still in school. And I actually found this building that was this old Victorian building. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go look at this. And so I drove up. There were flowers on the front porch, a red mailbox out front, and this lady's basement was for lease. And I was like, you know what? So I walked right in and I saw all this. I was like, this is mine.
Yeah.
I walked in. I was like, I'm going to lease your basement. And she was like, who are you? What do you do? And I was like, I'm about to graduate chiropractic school. She's like, okay. She's like, the lease is $1,500. I was like, I don't have any money. How about $800? And she was like, $950. She was like, great. Your lease starts January 1st.
Wow.
And
that's so amazing.
I saved up $6,000 in student loans and then literally just dove right into this like little bitty practice. And then after my first daughter had severe postpartum depression, and then within that same time frame, I was given the ability to take over the entire building. It was the biggest leap of faith that I took. So I went home, I prayed about it, went to sleep, woke up in the middle of the night, saw the vision of the nest, and then just everything started falling into place. So currently, the nest has all prenatal pediatric providers from pelvic floor PT, pediatric PT, speech therapy. We have a little spa, acupuncture, massage, a midwife, prenatal pediatric chiropractic, ozone, IVs, like you name it. That's our little wellness center. But it was bringing these people together that brought me out of that postpartum depression and gave me my mission in life to like truly never let any other woman or mother feel like I did mm-hmm. in that space. So I think it's always been flowing through my blood mm-hmm. To be an entrepreneur, because I feel like you have this really unique design within you. And I've always just felt this call to share with the world.
That's amazing. And that's so beautiful. And I think for us as healers, like that's why we do a lot of what we do, is because we've either had experiences or trauma or things that we're like, hey, we just want to help people. Even we can't prevent people going from these things, but how can we help support them and make them feel seen and heard? And so I think that's so beautiful. I love that you have all of that. I know we probably have a lot of listeners, so I kind of want to dive a little bit deeper into that. We probably have a lot of listeners that are wanting to create something similar to The Nest, or they feel called to do that. They want to bring providers together. Where did you kind of start? You started with one person at a time. Did you just start looking for like independent contractors who wanted to collaborate? What did that process look like?
Yes. So I'm a hustler. So I really got out there, and this was the time before social media was pretty big. So I would go to all of the events, prenatal yoga classes. I would go to brick and mortar stores. I would go to midwife offices, doula offices, and I would just go, meet with these people. Hey, you want to have coffee? You want to do this? Connect. And I think there has to be a little bit of divinity too, right place, right time. Every morning when I wake up, first thing I say, I'm in the right place at the right time every time. And that's like really manifested some really cool thing in my life. But I think building a brand of notoriety in the maternal health space in Dallas has been a journey. Yeah. And I think it's been through being genuine with your word, like providing services that are top notch, and like truly caring and loving for people in this vitalistic model. So I think that whenever I found those people that really, really resonated with that purpose, mm-hmm. I connected with them on a deeper level and gave them the invitation to join us, because I had a bigger vision that all of them wanted to be a part of. Because mm-hmm. as a solo practitioner, it's hard being on an island. I was on an island that 2 years in practice, and I was depressed. It was hard. It was lonely. But the beautiful thing about creating something like The Nest is you have your own internal referral ecosystem mm-hmm. that allows you to continuously not only give top-notch care for your patients, but also you create your own referral network. And so we have a network that we work with even outside of our four walls.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Girl, we could go so deep on manifesting. Like, we are speaking the same language. Our house that we live in, like I wrote it down to a T, clawfoot tub, huge backyard, pool, like basement doesn't have to be done, but I have to have potential for one. You know, like I am very clear. And I think they consider us like specific manifestors versus non-specific manifestors, but I am just like you. Like I can write down every detail and then all of a sudden it appears in front of me. And I do think that that helps accelerate the process too, right? When you have that clarity in your vision and you can just sit and be like, what is it that's on my heart? Like, and for both of us, I think it's like, what is it that I want to create that's going to make the world a better place? Most of us, that's why we become entrepreneurs to begin with, is like, I just want to make the world a better place. And how do I play a role in that? And so I love that. I think that if you're listening to this, you're just like, man, I don't really have a lot of clarity in my vision right now. And these are epic things that Dr. Courtney has created, but I don't really know what my next step is. Just sit and be quiet and really dream about what does that look like? What is it that you want to create? And once you have clarity, opportunities start falling into your lap right away.
Exactly. And I think you touched on something really important, is that we have purity in our message and intentions. And mm-hmm. so I feel that really flows through us and opportunity comes through. And so whenever you are like in a humanitarian cause, or you're wanting to make the world a better place, and you're super focused on that, I think that takes your ability to manifest to a very different level.
100%. 100%. I love that. So we know that you have The Nest, and then let's shift gears a little bit, because now you have Wonderlearn Retreats, and I'm guessing that was a manifestation as well. So tell us a little bit about that.
So that was also from a very low point in my life. I went through a divorce about 3 years ago, and I literally lost everything that I thought my life was supposed to be. Like our farm had a white picket fence. Out from the outside looking in, it was like the perfect life. It was truly something that was really beautiful. But after that divorce and going through that process, I just let myself crumble, and I let myself fall apart. I let myself like truly, truly release. And how I did that is once a month when I didn't have my girls, I would go down to Tulum and I would just go Wednesday to Sunday, and I would start doing yoga, sweating, releasing, like truly just like detoxing everything out of my body and out of that experience and healing. And I came back a little bit better every single time. So much so that I found radical healing very quickly. I have a beautiful co-parenting relationship with my ex-husband and his wife now, and even helped set up their wedding, like truly have like a lot of peace in that. Even from those little mini retreats that I designed. And so I was like, you know what? Like, I think other people need this. And so I put out there, hey, hosting a wellness retreat in Tulum. If anybody wants to come, come on. And so we had people attend, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is fun. And then I started like sitting with the ideas entrepreneurs do, and you start to see opportunity. You're like, well, what if I really want to go surfing in Costa Rica and I add the ease to it? So I was like, oh my gosh, like, okay, so I'm going to throw this together and add CEs on it. And then I made $60,000 in one retreat. And I was like, holy shit, I'm onto something.
100%.
Let's roll. And so I started, I was like, now we're going to do CEs on yachts in Greece, and like started designing all these like crazy experiences that I've always wanted to live out in my head, because I'm a curator by DNA. And so like I curate experiences. I see them in my mind. I feel truly fulfilled when I see them all play out. And so I realized, I was like, oh my gosh. And so I would be at seminars and networking and speaking, and people would be like, hey, how did you do this? Like, we want to start doing this. Like, tell us how you did this and started doing retreats and all this. And I was like, well, you know, I see another opportunity here. And so I built out a platform, because I lost a lot of money in the front end of just like trying to figure it out. Like, it's a new business.
My gosh. Hosting events in general is not for the faint of heart. Like, hosting events in general and pulling them off and having all these variables, it's like, you got to have thick skin to do it. And you are going to lose a lot of money when you're figuring it out in the beginning.
For sure. So I developed a like airtight system that makes every retreat profitable, and put it into like systems, procedures, and developed a three-phase marketing plan. And then basically it created a turnkey system that allows people to plug and play retreats into their business model if they already have a successful following. And so it's been an incredible adventure. They don't pay us anything. It's a profit split. They get $500 per person and a free vacation. But what I really realize is the power of community and creating that. And then if you have a high-end ticket item to sell or a coaching program, I had two guys host with me in Italy, and they brought 40 people on the retreat, but they also had this $12,000 offering of like weight loss, brain tap, like all this like really cool package. And they sold 10 of them. And so they made $120,000 plus their retreat profits. And so I started to really see the magic of this and being able to like design that out. So
I love that. Yeah, a ton of fun. I'm excited. I'm going to Spain. I am signed up. I can't wait. If you're listening to this and you want to come hang out with both of us in Spain, you should do that.
Funny, because you have a podcast, you know, because you get to like network and use your podcast to get to know people. I was like, man, like these retreats are like a podcast 10X, because I get to work really closely with some cool people. And know them really well and kind of bring them into the Wander Learn ecosystem. But I was like, that kind of hit me too. I was like, oh my gosh, like it's a great way to network and meet people. And like
totally. Yeah. I'm excited. I talked my best friend into coming with me. It's her birthday week. So I was like, don't we want to go to Spain for your birthday? But yeah, I'm just like excited to meet the other people that'll be there and just get to know them and, you know, mastermind with all of them. And so that brings me to my next point. So for a lot of the listeners, maybe they have a brick and mortar, because for a lot of them, maybe they want to host an experience or a retreat or something, but I can already hear the objections coming in their head. Like, one, why would people buy this from me? Two, how do I even go about it? Do I make it a health retreat? Like, I don't do coaching. So do I make it a health retreat for my clients, or do I just make an immersion? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah. So it definitely is something that you have to be called to. And what I really like, the mission of this company really is, we don't really get to travel. If you are like truly in private practice, solo practice, maybe. And I was like, man, like, I travel usually once a year to Vegas to get on my CE, kind of do that process. But I was like, if I can make these about the same price as I would pay as a trip to Vegas, they'd start at $28.50 and able to offer CEs, but also at these really cool bucket list destinations. I was like, man, there's a really beautiful point of entry for people to come as a business write-off, because it's continuing education, but to add the opportunity to take a Wednesday to Sunday off from your clinic make $10,000 in that weekend and be able to travel. That was like the mission. But that's the first thing I saw whenever I started like bringing hosts in to the system. I was like, okay, like we're going to build out your sales page. We'll handle all this X, Y, Z. And then you send this link out to your following. You do this. Nobody could sell. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like,
yeah.
I'm selling. And so I built a 3-phase marketing system for them to like really show them how to build the excitement, pre-launch, VIP launch, launch, and then bring people into the funnel ecosystem to like truly follow up and bring people in. But at the same time, if you don't have the following, if you don't have the patient base, I think it's like you plant the seed and then you start building that out. You start sending out questionnaires, you start the conversations, you start manifesting it,
yep,
and start like seeing that. But it definitely is work if you don't have the following, but yeah, if you make it happen, like how'd you build your practice? Like, exactly. Let's go. But I want it to be people that it's a seamless, easy thing for them to just show up. And then another thing I found is once people get there, it's so hard organizing 20, 30 people on the ground in a foreign country. So mm-hmm. I did that once and I was like, no, I'll never make hosts do that again. So I have a team of, I call them the Wander team, but they're contractors who work for me. And anybody listening, you can come be a contractor. And it's just, I thought of like a really good way to add travel into people's lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so they work for us and they go run the retreat for the host. So they're working the WhatsApp group saying, get on the shuttle at this time, dinner's at this time, like kind of like corralling people in.
Yeah.
So the host relax.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's if they have a minimum 10 people on the retreat, then we send a contractor on the retreats with them to run it, to ensure the Wanderlearn experience.
That's awesome. I love that. Such a great value add too, because back to hosting events, like it's a lot of work if you're the host. And so, you know, you kind of need like that wedding coordinator, that event coordinator that can take some of that off your plate.
Very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. So the host can actually relax. And even that point of, I tell my clients all the time, like your patients want to buy more stuff from you than just your chiropractic services or your packages that you offer. Like they want to get to know you better. They want to spend time with you. They want to really get to have experiences with you. So whether that's hosting something like a workshop in your office or like a mini retreat for a day in your community, whatever that looks like, people actually want to buy that from you, especially if you've built a legit sized business. When you're seeing some volume, probably not the best idea for your business plan if you're just starting out, but definitely if you've been established and you've started to generate that following, they want to spend more time with you. So maybe a retreat is right for that. Maybe it's a course or something different, but that's the fun part of entrepreneurship, I think, when you get to just let your creativity fly and be like, oh, could I work this into my business model or not? And as someone who has hosted independent retreats in the past, the fact that they could show up and if they sold it to however many people, but they were able to make 10K, like that's a good return on the time and energy invested for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That was super fun.
And so how, when people are looking to fill their retreats, you kind of let them have the autonomy to decide what the retreat is going to be about and what they're going to teach and that sort of thing, right?
I let them, because I think this should be a co-creation process of what truly like is within their soul they want to share with the world. And so I kind of sit with them. We get on a discovery call that just like dives into when, where, and why. And I just listen to them, I hear them, and then I'm like, it's so fun to create these and mold them into like their dream. And then I send them the rough draft, they send me edits, and then we put it out there. But yeah, and then we certify their CEs, which is a really cool kind of value add if they want to teach to other chiropractors, doctors, and then be able to have them offer that as a teaching. Currently, we are like a B2B business of leverage marketing. So leveraging other people's following to bring into the retreats. But hopefully in the near future, we'll be a B2C platform where anybody who wants CEs, not only in chiropractic, but other professions, to come to the platform and say, hey, like, why don't I go on this wellness retreat that's more congruent with my beliefs, have a vacation, but also get my CEs.
Yeah, I love that. And yeah, you're doing your own marketing, you're building up another brand. And so you're going to be generating your own following too, that people can just kind of plug and play in different destinations. What has been your favorite destination to go to?
Oh my gosh. I honestly, Greece. So Mykonos is probably like, the funnest retreat I've hosted. It was so fun. We had such a great group. And we did all of our CEs. Greg Friedman taught documentation. He was like, it's going to be so boring. And I was like, well, how about we just have you teach on a yacht in the Mediterranean? Yeah. And so we did a lot of our CEs on a yacht, just like floating on like little buoys, and then just really had a fun time. But I do really love Tulum. It's like the birthplace of these. It's where I had so much healing. It feels like home. I go there like once a month already. So it's just like a good spot. And it's always a fun one because it's like we work out 3 times a day. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
I'm notorious for being, and it annoys all my friends. I'm like, this is my favorite place, but it's everywhere.
It's everywhere you go. I'm like that too. I'm like, somewhere new, sign me up. Let's do it. I love that. So in closing here, just to wrap it up, obviously this is the Wealthy Practitioner podcast. So I like to ask guests, like, what does wealthy mean to you? Obviously, you have an abundance of businesses and opportunity and people in your life that you get to have these amazing experiences with. So what is your definition of wealth?
Wealth is definitely freedom. Like, it doesn't, like, you can have X amount of dollars in the bank. I love that quote that a Rolex isn't a flex if it tells you when to come back from your lunch break.
I love that.
I think that it's not materialism for me. It's like really, really experiences and the freedom to have those experiences. And so that's like true wealth to me. It's my freedom.
I love that. And where can the listeners connect with you?
Instagram, Dr. Courtney Gowan, and then Wanderlearn Retreats. And then if you want to see all of our upcoming trips that we have coming up, wanderlearnretreats.com.
Awesome. I'll throw that all in the show notes for you guys. And like I said, because you're going to be in Spain too, right? Will you be that one?
Yeah. We're actually Mykonos and Spain. So we're going to have people, if they want to do both, they can come to both. But I'm going to be hosting in Mykonos the first 5 days and then take a day, fly to Barcelona, and then host in Costa Brava, Spain.
Amazing. So if you guys want to do that, I definitely endorse that. That it sounds like a ton of fun. You know, I love doing epic shit. So you guys should come and do it with us. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.